Following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is Mr. Brian Harper giving us that southern flavor swing out of the Alabama area. B-Hop, what's up, my man?
Man, it is nothing much, and even though I'm normally bring the southern flavor to you guys, man, I am actually out here in your area. I am in the Phoenix area right now at the airport, headed to Honolulu, Hawaii, man.
Well, hey, man, I would love to trade and love to be you right about now, but I know how you liking this beautiful weather in late November, man.
Man, you know, it's crazy. You know, I flew out of Atlanta last night after the Falcons Saints game.
Okay.
And it's 30-something, it's 30-something degrees walking to the car and just trying to get to the flight. And then all of a sudden we land here, man, and people are short sleeves, beautiful sunny weather, man, looking at the mountains, man. So you guys got a good thing going right now this time of year.
Hey, dude, hey, I got to admit, man, welcome to the jump off, as I was saying. I came out here in August of 88, lived in Tucson for 10 years, been up here for the remainder of that time, and never can complain. For all those out there also, let me just shout this out to you before we get too deep. 888-346-9144. Come and holler at us and join us if you like, and partake in some of the debate that we're going to get into. As always, B-Hop, you know we are a football-heavy, football-dominated. But before we go just a little bit further, I got to give a shout out to some of our champions around here. Hamilton High School Huskies, I believe it's their seventh championship. Once again, kudos to Coach Bellis. Yes, and his team got it done. The Huskies got it done once again. We also have, I think it's Ironwood Ridge, forgive me, folks, but they are out of Tucson, and they did take out one of our teams up here, which is Centennial. Centennial, good luck next year. You are a powerhouse, and I'm sure you will return. We also had a lower division, Queen Creek, taking home a victory, and I believe it was Seton Catholic, one of the smaller schools also. To all these young men who given their blood, sweat, and tears on behalf of our team, that being Planet Gridiron, Voice America Sports, we'd like to say congratulations and good luck as you move into that 2013-2014 year. Wow, so that's
man,
a...
it's good that you recognize those kids, man, because when you start off in July, man, and at the end of the last week of July and August, man, and you just want to work to the point. In high school, you know,
yes.
In high school, I always tell you, if you can play till December, then you're doing something special. So, man, those... Definitely kudos to those kids, man, that got a state championship, and nobody ever can take that away from them.
Absolutely, and like I said, I try to give some little love to everybody we can. And Brian, I'll give you a chance. I know you got Alabama, you got Prattville, you got, you know, the usual suspects, Hoover. That's right. I take a look at Alabama ball.
I
believe this is the last weekend, though, for you all. We finished this past weekend. Am I correct? You guys finishing up high school ball?
Two more weeks. It's the semifinals. It's the semifinals this week. You got St. Paul and Spain Park in 5A, which is out of the Mobile area. Two schools that are no more than 20 miles apart to go to the 5A state championship to see who faced the 5A North Regional. And then in 6A, which is the largest thing, you got Opelika and Carver High School out of Montgomery to see who's going to face off between Hoover and Clay Chalkville. And of course, what's missing is my high school, Travel High School. But you know, we made a coaching change, and those are the results when you make an unnecessary coaching change.
Well, yeah, hey, and thank you too. Like you said, giving a shout out to the young men who have given that blood, sweat, and tears, and competed and given all they can. And you know, kudos to them because they're the last ones standing at this point. We wish them all well and pray that they are come out of those games healthy, happy, and regardless, they are champions.
Oh yeah, those guys keep us employed, man. A lot of people understand that. Those young kids that are up and coming, they keep us employed.
Well, look, like I said, we are a football-dominated show, and therefore we're going to go with the football-dominated theme. And even though we're way out west, dear to my heart, as you know, is that SEC, baby, and we got one barn burner for you this weekend.
Oh, man, do they? You got the classic SEC game to where, and I mean, and the Georgia Dome is definitely going to be rocking once again within 2 days of each other. You look at the Georgia Bulldogs, a team who definitely fell short last year against LSU, against a young defensive Alabama team that finally had a taste of losing a couple of weeks at the hands of Johnny Football, and now they had a chance to get themselves back in it. This may be the first SEC championship that's not a blowout, because all of them are normally,
you're right,
regardless of what people say, for some reason the SEC championship is always a blowout. So, man, Georgia's got five or six kids that's going to play in the NFL.
True.
And Alabama definitely has three or four of them that's going to play in the NFL up front. So, man, it is going to be a fight. That's all I can tell you.
Dude is on and popping, you know, as they say. You know, it's unfortunate. The wife, he had to go to, shout out to my wife, she had to go over to Illinois. It's her grandmother's 90th, I believe, birthday, or 95.
Right.
So, we got to do that. That's family. So she, my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law, they're out. So I got the kiddies, which is cool.
Right.
It's cool, you know. Right. But they are hampering a brother's ability to watch a lot of ball, because I got soccer in the morning. I got the pizza parties, dude, and I got another soccer game in the afternoon, and Dad's all in on the weekend with Miles, Mia, and Mackenzie, my hearts. So they're going to get theirs, but you know what? Your boy is going to check out the football, and I'm going to get a chance. I don't care if I have to TiVo this SEC championship game, because I am excited. Brian,
it's going to be so weird. I'm going to be out of Hawaii. And we play, you know, we're going to play at 6. So we're going to be 5 hours, you know, more or less, since the game's in Georgia. It's going to be about 5 hours long. So I'm hoping, some point in pregame, I can glance at like a quarter of it. But, I'm definitely going to try to find a way. I don't know if I can. If not, man, I'll just have to get the results. So, but you know what? As big as I am an Alabama fan, man, you know, it's a blessing to be out here and get a chance for the Jaguars to go after the Hawaii Warriors this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. So a little bit of, I know it's business for you guys, but you can't help but partake in the, you know, beautiful island of Oahu. I've had the pleasure of playing in the 1990 Aloha Bowl.
Yes.
So I know what you're talking about, but it is very beautiful.
This is my third trip out, and as soon as I send the players home on Saturday night, I am going to stay here till Tuesday. So as soon as I send those young men home, as soon as we send the young men home, Saturday night, me and myself and Coach Jones and all of us, we're going to stay behind a little bit before we hit back and get it hard on the recruiting trail.
Hey, dude, you all deserve it, and I'm sure you'll soak up some of that sun and partake in a couple of adult beverages and and take in the scenery.
and all the coaches, and stuff brought their wives, and I brought my girlfriend, man.
Okay.
So, you know, man, it's definitely going to be a fun trip. We're going to handle business first. Got some things to take care of tonight, and then tomorrow we'll handle business. And man, and hopefully, I know you can't help but root for your hometown, Georgia Bulldogs.
I am.
I must admit, though, if there's anybody deserving, like I said, I didn't have a problem with Kevin Sumlin beating Nick Saban, but Mark Rich is a stand-up guy. So if they beat the tie, you know, he's fine. I would say he's due. So
he's got his come up.
Best of luck, y'all. Yeah, definitely. As long as it's not Tennessee over there winning or Florida, I'm good. I can take it.
I got you, man. And, you know, speaking more directly to this game, I, again, think this game will not be a blowout. I know you are aware. I certainly am aware, because it is more or less a hometown team for me, the Georgia Bulldogs. But they are well-equipped as a team to compete with an Alabama. They have great front seven, as good a front seven you're going to see, very competitive. Their back end with Bakari Rambo, Brandon Smith, and the back end of that defense is also pretty good. But I think, you know, to be quite honest, what will be the linchpin, if you will, or where you can hang your hat, will be the performance of Aaron Murray, who has not played well in games against teams that rank in that top 15, top 10 range. Throughout his career, you can look at it, he has not done very well.
Well, we can say that, but we got to look at the fact, you know, Aaron came out and wilded so much, and Aaron at the time, with the things he was doing and winning the games, was really still young. This is a big game. We at Alabama, we can say the same things ourselves. You know, whereas AJ has had flashes of brilliance, how well he does when he gets pressure on him. That showed against LSU a little bit. Mm-hmm. It definitely showed against Texas A&M. And now we lost our second leading receiver.
Yeah, Kenny Bell's out.
Kenny Bell's out. So it's definitely going to be a challenge. I don't. We know that Amari Cooper probably hasn't seen a secondary as good as this other than LSU.
Correct.
Of course, and he didn't have a super game against LSU. So it's definitely going to be interesting on how Alabama decides to line up and how they're going to attack Georgia.
This is going to be a team effort on both sides of the ball. They pretty much mirror each other. Both of them run the 3-4. Both of them have rosters that are laced with NFL talent. Now, where Alabama's talent this year might not be of the caliber of the team last year, we still have to acknowledge and recognize that it is a very talent-rich team. It's very balanced. They have the experience. They also have playmakers, albeit maybe not like a spread playmaker offense like you see in Oregon. But they, on both sides, I just believe it's going to be one whale of a game, and perhaps the one that makes the least amount of mistakes and plays with them themselves will be the one to be able to hoist that trophy at the end.
Yeah, to me, man, it is about what worries me as an Alabama fan. Anytime you got a team that's been there before, now they make it back there. They're going to be hungry. Another thing that worries me, when you look at the depth at running back, Georgia's deep at running back, they got freshmen. If Alabama would have had Fowler and D-Hart, I'd feel a lot better. But, you know, losing those guys, and you only got Yeldon and Lacey, the kind of really the ones who saved me on a trust in. Right now, the numbers favor Georgia. Aaron Murray is a more NFL-rated quarterback than A.J. McCarron at this point. You know, it's all going to be about up front. Can Alabama's defensive front do anything with Georgia's up front? And of course, we know Georgia's front seven is going to show up. We know Alabama's offensive line is going to show up. Now we just got to talk about the opposite side of the ball for these teams. And that's where the game will be won and who's going to commit the least penalties.
Okay, B-Hop, hold that thought. We got to go to break. Mr. Engineer, kick in that music. Folks, stay with us because we're going to pick up on the other side. Continuation of the SEC Showdown Throwdown in Atlanta. Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting, I'm bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And we're back. Like he said, Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron. It's your host, Dave Lockhart, also bringing that Southern flang swang with it. Here's Mr. Brian Harper. B-Hop, thank you for joining us. Glad to know you're not too far away. I can almost reach out and touch you.
Yeah, man, I'm looking at all the beautiful mountains, and I'm, like I said, I'm looking straight at The Suns are in and everything, man. Right out here at the airport, man. Beautiful city.
Yes. And to all our listeners out there, you can hit us up at 888-346-9144. Don't be scared. Join the conversation. Before we jump back into this, talk on that SEC championships. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, we will move on. We want to give some love out to the game that's going to be played tonight, the MAC championship with Coach Daryl Hazel leading the Kent State. Is it the Flashes?
Yes, the Kent State Golden Flashes.
Yeah, the Golden Flashes versus the Northern Illinois, once again, Huskies. They will be matching up, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. And to be quite honest, if Kent State can pull the shocker and have some people in front of them lose, because they will probably finish in the top 16 and they're from a non-AQ conference, folks, they will be playing in a BCS game. I don't know
That's
if people
right.
knew that, but you know what? I'm going to give the floor to you somewhat on speaking on the turnaround with Kent State, because it's been quite remarkable. And, Brian, you've had some experience with playing that team from last year. So share with our listeners your thoughts with respect to what a great job that Coach Hazel and the Flashes have done this year.
Well, like I told you during the break, you have to give credit, because a year ago and some months ago around this time, people were looking at the coach was on his job was in jeopardy, and South Alabama played them, and they came out there and they got after us. And I know for a fact that because they won that game, that helped keep their coach on the board. I know had we won it, he probably would have been on hot seat and if not fired. But for them to get past that hump, and the kids clearly came out and played for their coach, and thanks, you know, and good that the administration hung in there with them. These guys have gone from a losing season and giving a guy a shot into now they're on the possible brink of being in a BCS game. So you definitely want to be proud of Coach Thorne and how he's handled things. And so, at any time, you know, like I said, it's when it's one of your own, you want to be happy for the Kent State Golden Flashes, man. Without doubt.
Absolutely. Much love to the Kent State program. And you mentioned something before we move on I want to talk about, and that's patience. You said that the university exercised great discretion, and it turns out they're being rewarded in that they were patient. They could have just easily fired Coach Hazel and his staff based upon, you know, how the team had performed. But they hung in there with him, and they allowed him to continue to turn over the program, to make his mark. And, look, they're being rewarded. They have a chance not only at a BCS game, but they're playing in the MAC championship. And I believe they're 10-1 or 11-1 going into that game.
Right.
And you
right.
see.
And sometimes people get so caught up in winning these administrations. These administrators feel like they got to be with the Floridas and everything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just understand the administration to stay in your lane, meaning, okay, we might not be an $18 million bowl busting school here, but you know what? We can really start getting to a point to rule our conference. And if you start ruling your conference, then all the other stuff will come. So you got to get Kent State clear. So we're going to stay with our coach, and we're going to just try to rule our conference.
And yes, because you see the impatience on the other end of the spectrum. You see the impatience of what other programs are saying. You know, you can look at, you know, North Carolina State's firing of Tom O'Brien. Okay, the release of John Embry at Colorado, the release of, let's see, Coach Spaziani at Boston College. And then you saw the firing of Gene Chizik. So, and then Arkansas letting John L. Smith go. Now, granted, each situation could be considered somewhat different. And then also, who was the coach? I think it's Coach Hope who was fired from Purdue.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Now, you know, I can't. Some of the situations are different. Joker Phillips obviously was released, or it was led on that he would be released earlier with respect to Kentucky. And now Kentucky has turned around and hired the former University of Arizona defensive coordinator, now former Florida State defensive coordinator from the Stoops family tree. Mark Stoops is now taking over that program for the 2013-2014 season. But when I'm looking at these programs, and as you said, Brian, or alluded to, every program wants to be like Alabama, USC, getting the opportunity to play in BCS games. But I think teams need to know who they are. And what I mean by that is, look, when NC State goes 7-5, 8-4, that's like 12-1 at Alabama. It just is.
That's right.
Purdue,
right.
That's like going what you have done. You're also bowl eligible this year, bowl eligible last year. That's like Ohio State. You know,
right.
And know who you are. it's not bad sometimes being the number two guy.
Right. Because no matter what you do or get anything like that, you're not going to, you're just, the simple life fact is, a Ferrari will always be faster than a Toyota.
Yeah,
and the thing is, You just cannot. You're not going to recruit with these big schools. And if you're fortunate to get that diamond in the rough and things like that, where that kid, you have that kid for 3 or 4 years, is going to help you win your conference, then, man, be gracious of it and ride that out. But,
right. You
know, when these schools start firing coaches because they're not here and there, that's fine. You just think you just need to try to focus on winning your conference.
Absolutely. And, you know, Embry, to me, got somewhat of a raw deal. That's a bad program at Colorado. He took over a bad program. He's
right,
attempting
right.
to make inroads. And when you have a situation where you're taking over a poor program, even Tennessee, too. Mm-hmm. I forgot him, Dooley, as well. You have, mm-hmm. if you give people 5-year contracts, Brian, in my opinion, when they take over a program in the state and condition these programs are in, you have to let them work through the 5 years. You have to.
Right.
You can't,
right,
you can't fire people inside of the term of the contract because it's so much work to be done. And I understand people could be getting restless, but, excuse me, it will be rewarded if you're willing to stay the course. And you can see it on the pro ranks. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers are great at doing that. They're willing to weather the storm. In
mm-hmm.
order for that turnaround to occur, because they know that it's there, and they realize and acknowledge that it takes time,
and
and we're so impatient. And Brian, what's your situation in terms of South Alabama? Do you find that the administration is willing to work with you guys?
I right now, I think it is. It's been a rough season,
mm-hmm.
and there probably will be a few changes at the end of the season.
Fair enough.
Nothing major. I mean, you know, Coach Jones called me last week after I lost to Lafayette, and we had a nice little private conversation. And so, he's always striving to get the program to the next level. So right now we've been a new program, and we've virtually, once we start getting settled, we've always been in every ball game. I think this gives a little bit of leeway. Like, despite the ending score, our scores reflect, okay, we just don't have enough depth yet, and we're just kind of running out of bullets and stuff, versus when you look at it the first half or right in the third quarter, we're just right there in the ball game. So I think being a new program only in your fourth game, you're playing against guys who've been doing it a lot longer. You know, you could tell we're progressing.
And we'll continue to progress as long as people, like I said, give you the time and the patience, you know, to do so. Not only that, I think it was perfectly stated by, who's the gentleman, Rick Neuheisel, when he was leaving. Now, if you have certain expectations, your administration mm-hmm. and your alumni must be willing to fund or finance those expectations.
There you go.
Okay?
There you go. I like UCLA.
Right.
Yeah, if you have certain expectations, UCLA, I have to admit, they came in and said, you know what, we're going to do whatever we got to do. And kudos to them. They're about to change the way we look at UCLA and USC. And if Lane Kiffin don't start doing more recruiting and less whining, he's going to have a problem.
Yeah. Just speaking briefly to him, and I know we moved away from that SEC championship talk, but we'll come back at the very end and we'll make a call on that. Speaking to USC, UCLA, and Lane Kiffin, you know, that Western kind of flavor out here, you might have noticed as well that Monty Kiffin will be stepping down after this ball game.
Yes. Yeah, I do. And I think this is hard, and I really kind of think you look at USC defensively, and I don't know if that's a reflection of Monty Kiffin or just the players. I mean, they're just soft, and people did a lot of things. Against USC.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, though, I still think he needs to kind of get on ball because you see what's coming. You see what Rick Rodriguez is doing. The Pac-12,
yes.
to me, is about to bring the about to really, really be a team that can contend with the SEC. As far as conference competitiveness in the next couple of years.
Well, right. That spread offense clearly gives you a problem. And Alabama and everyone else in the SEC has been introduced to Johnny Football, who I think had a great season.
Yeah.
He's not the best player in the country, and he shouldn't win the Heisman, but nonetheless. I'll go.
Yeah. You don't think he should win the Heisman?
I understand why they're pushing him for the Heisman. The record of the team, as well as his performance, warrants the consideration. I just don't believe him to be the best player in the country. And obviously, this is opinions. I believe the most dynamic, most impactful player, I'm somewhat biased, I guess, plays at USC, and it's Marquise Lee. I just think...
I agree.
Okay. Yeah. But this guy is a quarterback. He puts his hands on the ball on every play. He's very dynamic.
Right.
He certainly has led a surge. With A&M entering the SEC and performing the way he did, I'm not offended, but if he wins
right.
the Heisman Trophy, I just don't believe him to be the best player in the country. And again, that's all opinions.
Well,
this is opinions.
Well, I'm going to give you something to look at for all your Big 12 listeners. And if you're a Texas A&M fan, you would probably want to smile. If you look at Kevin Sumlin
yep.
on how he's recruited, in the past 2 years. When he was at University of Houston, he had a quarterback by the name of Case Keenum that had him undefeated until he tore an ACL.
Right.
Okay? So now you look at him, he gets over to Texas A&M and finds Johnny Football. And of course, Johnny Football is there and redshirted. It's going to show you that this guy can recruit.
No question.
He's going to get SEC talent, and it's really going to be interesting on how the SEC adjusts or how he calls the spread. I think he calls the spread just as good, if not better, than Mitch Rodriguez does.
Yep, I think he does as well. And hey, Brian, stay with me, man. We got to go to that second break. Folks, hit us up 888-346-9144. Planet Gridiron, Voice America Sports. Mitchell Engineer, bring in that funk for me.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done, and Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And yes, we're back. Round three. Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron. I'm your host, at least for today, flying solo. Shout out to my co-host, Roland Hill. Dave Lockhart joined by Mr. Brian Harper with the South Alabama Jags headed on their way to lovely Honolulu, Hawaii to handle their business. B-Hop, shout out to our guys.
Oh, man, definitely, man. Shout out to everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. Been a couple weeks since I actually got a chance to holler at Roland, man. But thanks for having me, man.
Always.
It's a lovely weekend out here.
We're so blessed to have you join us and, you know, share with us, you know, your experiences and your perspective from the South, in that you live in the South and coach in the South. We always appreciate the merging, if you will, of ideas and opinions, and are blessed to have you, again, be a part of the show. But picking up here, we were talking about a little bit about the successes of Texas A&M and the influence that Coach Sumlin will have in the SEC and his version of the way he runs the spread. You were speaking to in kind of a juxtaposing or a comparing, contrasting A&M versus Oregon. You know, you tend to believe that maybe Coach Sumlin can call that game a little bit better right about now than Coach Kelly. Your thoughts, Brian?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of little things that I'll just give one play for Texas A&M and another play for like Oregon. When Texas A&M faced Alabama, they rolled Johnny Football out, and the slot receiver ran it out and up. And because of the fact your quarterback was very, very mobile, the safety came down and bit on the out, and the receiver ran that little out and up, ran a nice little wheel route, and Johnny Football put it right there. You would think, going back to Oregon when they faced Stanford on the 4th and 2, they just gave you a simple read option and brought somebody around the person. You would think they would have done something to either
roll the quarterback and give him more of an option to roll, run, throw, and pass. And I just have not seen when it comes to the big games, Chip Kelly against Ohio State, against Terrell Pryor, made a couple of questionable calls, against Auburn when he said a couple times in their blocking scheme is going to leave Nick Fairley unblocked, and got down there and went for it and went for the touchdown instead of getting the three, which would have been a difference in the game. Auburn would have had to come down and tie it up. And then you go against Stanford, which in a big rivalry game, even though you're at home, it's 4th-and-2, not 4th-and-1 and 4th-and-inches, and you need points on the field, which comes back to bite you. I'm just beginning to question, can Chip Kelly coach in a big game? Because when you look at Sumlin, once he got adjusted to playing Florida, got adjusted to the speed of that, and LSU, you've definitely seen a team that's gone take it up a notch because he's kind of used to the speed of the defense in the SEC.
Okay. Hey, hold that thought. I understand we got Mr. Jay Graves from the Midwest giving us that swing on the line. Jay, you there?
Jay Wags in the house.
Hey, Jay Wags, what's going on? Okay, that's Jay from North Carolina, North Kakalaki. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving.
We did. I hope you and your family did as well, man.
Well, we did. I got a few thoughts about some of the college games this week.
Okay, please grace us with some of your acumen regarding those games.
Mm-hmm. First, I think the Bulldogs are going to upset the Crimson Tide.
And you say that because?
I just know in my heart that it's going to happen. I just totally got faith in them. And I've never been a fan of Bama.
Well, you ain't got to be a fan, but you got to, as they say, you got to respect the technique.
Hey, nobody likes Hulk Hogan, but you're going to catch that knee drop.
Exactly, Jay Wags. What's your flavor on any other of these other games out here?
Well, I'd like to predict Wisconsin over Nebraska.
Okay, all right. And you base that on what, big guy?
Got a friend of mine that's a big fan there, and I'm not a fan of the Huskers.
Okay, so this is fan picks.
Wisconsin over Nebraska?
Yeah, that's what he's picking. I got Nebraska winning that. I do.
Yeah, me too, but go ahead.
Hey, okay, how about that?
I've got, for the ACC championship, I've got that Seminole wind blowing to a W.
Yeah, I got to admit, we talked briefly before you joined us, Jay Wags, and I got to be quite honest. I don't know unless some Herculean effort comes up. I just can't see how Georgia Tech is going to be able to defeat the Seminoles in light of the fact, one, they're just not as good, and two, their number one offensive threat, Oren Smith, is doubtful and more likely will not play, who plays the A-back. Which is the most important?
Find a freshman at Georgia Tech that will hit EJ Manuel for the final one.
Yeah, you're right. You hit him on the side of the head and knock that bell up. Yeah, ring that bell. I doubt that happened.
Yeah, I'll go on a limb and take Georgia Tech.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'll go on a limb just because it's triple option and Florida State runs a lot of two men under. So if the corners keep running their backs full and the quarterback reads it right, they might be all right.
Are you saying winning it or just being in the game?
Let's just say being in the game and stuff.
Okay.
You know, the Georgia Tech has got the back quarterback is from out of Prattville, Justin Thomas, man.
Yes. Yeah, I like him.
Take over that job, man. So, yeah, he's going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, he's very nice. Very athletic, very good quarterback. Hey, Jay, I got you on right now. So let's reverse and let's call the NFL team games right now. And I'm going to let you out of here so we can close out on the last end. Is you game with that?
I'm cool.
Okay, cool. Let's give me Buffalo and Jacksonville.
Buffalo and Jacksonville. I've got the Bills.
Okay. Hey, Brian, what you think on that one?
Didn't Jacksonville make a quarterback change? If I'm correct.
You are
I'm
right.
Jacksonville.
You know what? They've been playing a lot more dynamic. It looks like the rookie is finally catching on. What's the wide receiver out of Oak State? Yeah, he's doing really well. Justin Blackman doing extremely well.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
It depends on where the game's played, and I don't know where it's played.
I've got, according to the paper, it's supposed to be in Buffalo.
You know what?
That's why I'm going with Buffalo.
I'm still picking the Jaguars.
I got you, Flay, and I know why you're doing it, and I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to go with the home team. CJ Spiller is killing it right now. So I'm going to give a little love over here to Buffalo. And now with that, let's move on. Seattle versus Chicago.
I've got the Bears.
Okay. V-Hot, what's your thought, man?
I'm taking the Bears, and not because I like them, but because I need them to lose so the Saints can still have hope at a wild card.
I got you. I think in that one, it may be a tough game there for both of them. Play pretty, they're ripe, if you will, physical. On defense and very physical. Yeah. But I'm going to have to go with the Bears. And then we have the upstarts, the Indianapolis Colts versus the Detroit Lions.
Luck is on their side.
That's not a bad pick. B-Hop, what's your thought on that one?
Oh, my gosh, man. You got Arrest City versus Andrew Luck. Detroit's just due. I can't believe a team beat that just snake bit. I think the worst years of Savannah, Detroit is just due for finally a victory. And so I'll take Detroit. I'll take that matchup with front with Sue and Nick Fetish. I think Detroit's due.
You know what? I think Detroit's good. I think they're going to win it, too. They're going to play it at home. You got Megatron. Is finally, it looked like he's caught that groove. I can't say finally. Mm-hmm. He's in a groove, doing extremely well. LeSure's balanced enough. I'm going to go with it. It's not going to shock me if Indianapolis wins. I am picking Detroit. And with that, I'm first up. Green Bay's going to beat Minnesota. Brian, what's your thought?
Oh, gosh, man. I want to go with Aaron Rodgers, man, but something tells me, like I said, I think Green Bay is a better team, but I'm going to go with all day. I think, Adrian Peterson's going to be able to run the ball. Chris Matthews has returned, so I'm going to go with Minnesota.
You know what? He's a beast. That's all I can say about Adrian Peterson, yeah. A freaking beast. What do you think over there, Jay Wax?
Two Lambeau leaps ahead of Minnesota.
Yeah, I got to go with the Pack, man. But on that back end, I got Houston versus Tennessee. What y'all got? Brian, what you got?
Oh, man, you can't hate the play, man. Houston, Texas, it is pure and simple. You got to analyze it. Houston, Texas, they all click, man. They're trying to get to the Super Bowl.
Got Houston on that one. Jay Wags, what you got, buddy?
I've got the Texans.
I got to go with the Texans, too, and let's move on. KC versus Carolina, almost the toilet bowl, or at least the toilet bowl for this week.
Hey, 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 hey. It's going to be turned around, and my crazy cats are going to run all over the Chiefs.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I'm going to go with Carolina, but, hey, y'all are playing on that short week because of that Monday night game. So, the Panthers are going to win that one. B-Hop, what do you think?
Man, yeah. Ooh. Chiefs play solid. The Chiefs play solid even like they did against Pittsburgh. They got a shot, but it's hard to go against a man that stands in the end zone and goes from Clark Kent to Superman. So I'm gonna go with the Panthers also.
Oh yeah, that definitely. So on that one, then we go take it around to bring it around town. Now this one, it actually gave us our first tie of the year, maybe our first tie since I want to say, what was it? Philadelphia versus Pittsburgh. I'm talking about San Fran and St. Louis. I'm going with you got some unrest there. It's gonna be a little interesting because I'm not an Alex Smith fan. The fact of the matter is he didn't do anything to lose his job.
I'm going to take the matchup, and I'm going to take St. Louis because you got him in the dome. I think St. Louis felt like, man, I think St. Louis feels confident enough that, hey, we had these guys, we let them out. And I think St. Louis is a different team at home. And for some reason, the matchup with the 49ers as well, the physical, they get on the end. So I'm going to take St. Louis in an upset.
Okay. What you got for me, Jay Wax?
Laurinaitis. It's going to ignite the defense, and the Rams are going to be going to the W.
Okay, all right. New England, Miami. Patriots.
Yeah. Seriously, is there even a choice there?
Yeah, I got to go with the Patriots. How about you, Brian?
I got to go with the Patriots, man. They're doing their thing. Brady's hot.
Well, you know what? Maybe this is going to be the toilet bowl because it's going to be the Arizona Cardinals versus the New York Jets. That's going to be played actually in MetLife Stadium, and that's the only reason I'm picking the Jets.
Have you seen how they are playing there? Are you out of your mind? Arizona all day long, man.
I hope I'm wrong, Jay Wags. Brian, what you thinking?
Man, it's hard for me to respect a team that won't play a player like Tim Tebow and then your mascot quits on you. So, man, you know what? I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals with a defense that I saw show up that should have beat the Falcons at any kind of offense. The Falcons' offense is better than the Jets, so I just think because the Jets' offense, I'm going to take Arizona.
Okay. Hey, we're running out of time here, so we're going to speed it up a little bit. Tampa Bay versus Denver. I have to go with the Broncos. They look good with my boy Peyton Manning back on the scene.
Fame Man-to-Man.
Okay.
Give me that wild card.
Let's
go.
What up, J-Wax?
Peyton Manning, man.
You got to do it. Cleveland-Oakland, that should be an interesting matchup. And the teams are not necessarily great. Cleveland has played extremely well. They're expecting Matt Fadden back, but I am going with Cleveland. I think they can do enough.
Yep.
You too.
Cleveland
okay.
Rocks. Cleveland
Rock. Got to go with the Bama running back. And you got to go with the Bama running back and a nasty little defense where they want to be.
Exactly. We got Cincinnati versus San Diego. Again, we got it within a minute. I'm going to call it San Diego's due. Cincinnati's got to travel so far. I'm going to go San Diego.
All right, man. I'm going with A.J. Green, that kid from Georgia, and Cincinnati, Andy Dalton.
He's nasty. Go ahead.
Bengals.
All right. Pitt, Baltimore. We already know the Roethlisberger's not playing. Because of that, I got to go with Baltimore.
I agree. They're going to be flying high.
Yeah.
Birds, Ravens.
Okay. Let's go Philadelphia, Dallas. Of the two, Dallas is playing a little bit better. Their defense is better. I got to go with Dallas.
Let's go Cowgirl.
What's that, B-Hop?
Michael Vick playing?
Michael Vick isn't down. He is down. Nick Foles is starting.
Cowboys, the Cowgirls.
All right. And then finally, I'm going to let you go on this one. Jay Wags, you give us a call. Monday Night Football.
Deadskins.
I can't. Hey, I ain't gonna disrespect my boy Eli Manning. I gotta go with the Giants.
You gonna go with the Giants? Yeah. Hard to not go against Eli. So yeah, I'll go with the Giants.
All right, man. Thank you so much, Jay Wags, for joining us, Mr. Engineer. Take us to the break. B Hop, stay with me.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Brought to you by Zeiss. This week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, oh boy, do we have a show for you.
It's our annual outdoor gift guide to Christmas, and we'll hear from Ted Gardner with Garmin and Jen Adams with Girls with Guns.
Hey, plus we'll have Hans Hummel with High Mount Seasonings and Todd Bainup with Matthew's Bows.
It's a season for giving, so tune in to hear what you can get the outdoors man or woman in your life.
Hey, and it's brought to you by Ram at RamTrucks.com.
Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And yes, we're back for that final segment. Thank you for joining us this Friday, November 30th, Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron. I'm your host, Dave Lockhart. Again, giving a shout-out to Mr. Roland Hill, who could not join us. But I've been saved because I have the Southern flavor guy, Mr. Brian Harper. Hey, B-Hop, man, thank you again so much for joining us, my man.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, man. And good shout-out to your producer right there, man. Love the music. Everything's consistent, man. We're just a steady drill around here.
Oh, absolutely, man. We try to keep it funky and real. You know, when we were talking just briefly off the air with Jay Wags, and again, shout out Jay Wags, who always gives us a little love, calling from North Kakalaki. We were talking briefly about some of these other college games going on, and, you know, we briefly talked about the Florida State, Georgia Tech game. Again, frankly, I just cannot see anything other than Florida State winning that game. I know you expressed that you believe that because of the unconventionality of the offense being run, you know, let's not get it twisted. Georgia Tech can give them some problems.
Yeah, they can move the ball whenever they're clicking. When they're not clicking, they look like a
Division II team, but if they're clicking, they can give people problems.
And so, yeah, I just think everything will stand pat, and we will see the game that I think we're going to see. Another game that's posted, that's moving into the second year is the Legends versus Leaders Division, a la the Big Ten. And we have the Big Ten champions, and to me, it is a lackluster game because, frankly, on one end, I think is the Leader Division. Ohio State should be playing in that game, but obviously we know about the sanctions, they can't play. And then you have, what, a 7-6 or 7-5 Wisconsin team matching up against a good Nebraska team, but a mediocre team once you move them out of the Big Ten. What's your thoughts, Brian, with respect to that matchup?
It would have been interesting, man, if Penn State wouldn't have gone through some things that they've gone through and how they've played with limited players, just really how they would have gone. But I think Nebraska's going to be way too much. Wisconsin to me has been a huge disappointment. They're fortunate because of the division that they're on, the side they're on, that they're in this game. But you got to go with Nebraska. But, there was just one team I just thought about on how interesting it would have been.
Yeah, Penn State, shout out to Coach, Bill Bradley. He does deserve Coach of the Year after taking that team to 8-4. That is pretty miraculous after all the stuff that team went through. It just says that they really did an excellent job of buying in. He did a good job of galvanizing the program. And I've seen his team. Brian, it's very limited, in terms of actually athletic talent.
Yeah, and you and come on, me and you and Jay and Roland, man, we left this team for dead back in July.
Yeah.
And, these kids refuse to quit and die, man. So it would have been interesting if they'd been eligible.
It would have been, but they're not. so we got Nebraska winning that one, I believe. I just think they're going to just have too much for them. And just briefly speaking about Oklahoma, I know that's a man that always joins us from the Midwest, Jay Graves' team. They got their fingers crossed because potentially they could be left out of a big BCS game depending on the outcome of that Northern Illinois Kent State game.
And they should be. For a long time, we've looked at Oklahoma, and after they won their BCS championship, to make a long story short, everybody was on them. They kept continuing to disappoint. They finally got one last year against the Connecticut team. But let's be honest, they give up a whole lot of points.
Yep.
Everybody every year picks them to be ranked in the top 10. They don't finish the job, so they should be left out this year.
You know what? I'm with you. I'm not going to be upset. Let's say that, as a matter of fact, is Oklahoma season over now? They're 9-3, right? And so they're waiting on the outcome of really the Kansas State-Texas game, which is this weekend. Okay, yeah, I don't have a problem with them being left out because the way they played defensively this year, they deserve to go to maybe a lower tier bowl game than what they're used to. I don't necessarily believe that they are, as we say, BCS worthy.
No.
Okay. Hey, how about your thoughts on the Pac-12 championship? It is going to be essentially a rematch of what we saw last week, where there was some, challenges made by T.J. Simers against Mora, stating that he kept it real vanilla and essentially dictated the outcome of the game in an attempt to lose that game to avoid Oregon. And now we have Stanford again. Yeah, that did come to the forefront, and it got a little contentious. The go back and forth, the exchange between Simers and Mora, who obviously stood his ground. I don't see an outcome being any different than what we observed last weekend. I just think Stanford's that much better than UCLA. Brian, your thoughts?
I totally agree. And coaches are too egotistical to say, oh, I'm going to scale back and lose so we won't see another team. Trust me, that's the biggest farce I've ever heard in my life. Coaches aren't away from their family for 9-10 hours to lose a football game. Trust me.
Yeah.
They're not doing that. But Stanford right now, people just need to give Stanford credit. They're probably the most physical team in the Pac-12.
No, they're not probably. They are. I'm going to give it to them up front. I'm not going to even say probably. They are the most physical team. And I think UCLA's close. I think UCLA is close in terms of physicality. They just can't match the physicality, the depth, and the experience of Stanford. And I think the outcome, no different. It'll be exactly the same.
All right. Totally agree. So kudos to the head coach of Stanford.
Oh, absolutely. He was coach of the year. On a side note somewhat, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, made a decision to go ahead and enter the 2013 NFL draft. Frankly, with his circumstances and the matters pending, it might be the best decision for him. I don't see him playing at a Division I school now, like you said, after having some period of reflection. So maybe it's not even maybe. The only really choice it appears he has is to enter the NFL. And Brian, I want to kick it over to you because you deal with young men all the time in the capacity as a coach. If that young man was available in the right round for you, is he worth taking the risk?
When you say right round, if he's available, in fourth or fifth round, then yeah, I'll take the risk.
Okay.
Because different things motivate people. Tyrann Mathieu might get there and see his first workout, check and see how much players get tested for working out and what his contract could be. And he might be like, you know what? I love this type of green versus the
yes.
other type of
green. Yeah, exactly.
So I take a, you know, it's, you never know what don't motivate kids.
And yeah, I was listening to more hearing what what's my guy, Todd McShay, had to say about him, and he indicated that his game tape suggests second round. However, he believes really anywhere between the third to the fifth round would be probably the most appropriate, with third being essentially a high pick for him.
Right. Because his practice, but, you know, no doubt about it. He has a nice football. He can make a play.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that he will do quite well. He will make a play, and he will be able to turn his life around, if you will. And he will finally see the light. I understand from the background from whence he's coming, but he has an opportunity that if he will listen and continue to put people around him to help him make good decisions, or better decisions at least than the ones he's been making, because we know we already let you make the decision and you see where it got you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope you will listen and benefit from some of the mistakes you made.
Yeah, just see what's going to motivate him, man. You know, little kid.
Hey, Brian, I want to give you a shout-out. Let's call it. You got Alabama versus Georgia. You first up. Who wins it?
I'm going to go with the fact that a youth Alabama team that lost a couple weeks ago don't want that feeling again. So I'm going to take Alabama.
Okay. I'm not going to bet with my heart. I know I love the Georgia Bulldogs for the obvious reason. Grew up in Georgia. I am a Georgia fan. But from what I see, and I give them credit, I think they have matured and played better with each game each year. But I also know that they tend to have this schizophrenic types of performance where in big games, you don't always know.
Penalties, uncharacteristic penalties, stuff like that. I got you. I know what you mean.
Exactly. So I don't know what's going to show up, whereas I feel much more comfortable in knowing what's going to show up with respect to Alabama. And I just so happen to believe that Alabama's best is better than Georgia's best. And so I'm going to give that nod to Alabama. I expect them to win. Again, I hope these young men play hard, give us a great, entertaining game, and that everybody walks out healthy.
Amen. Amen. Can't end it better than that.
Well, on that note, we are out of time. Folks, thank you for joining us. But Mr. Brian Harper, thank you again for joining us. This is Voice America Sports Planet Gridiron with your host, Dave Lockhart, and Mr. V-Hop, shout out, send us out.
Oh, no doubt, man. Y'all take it easy, man. Go Jags.
I got you, buddy. Be safe over there. Enjoy yourself. And good luck to the Jaguars over in Honolulu.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
Okay. Bye-bye now.